Coach, I think, a lot of times the conventional wisdom says, well, you had a 20-point comeback, so you didn't have enough gas in the tank to complete it late. Is that what happened, or was it something else?
No, we had too many empty possessions down the stretch. We get the stops that we wanted, stops that we needed, and then we had an empty possession on the offensive end to be able to take us over the hump. We got to be able to play with poise down the stretch and not turn the ball over, get shots. We miss layups, we miss dunks, we miss free throws, everything that you need in order to complete a comeback we missed. And when stuff like that happens, it's hard to win the game.
Yeah, tonight a couple of times later in the game you had looked like the team tried to create a fast break when it really wasn't there, and it led to a couple of those empty possessions you talked about there. Just a little over-anxious, perhaps?
Just not the right time to go in that situation. That's the time to slow it down and get a good shot, a good possession. We weren't able to do that, and they were able to take advantage of it on the other end. We had some careless fouls at the end that put them on the line when that wasn't the time to foul. And we just didn't execute what we were supposed to, and it's just frustrating.
Well, certainly late in the game, you had a lineup that you basically stuck with for a lot of that second half, and they were producing, obviously. But Sam Towns didn't play as much in the second half. Samari Curtis ended up not playing at all in this game. Was this the game where once you got rolling, you felt like you didn't really want to make a bunch of changes?
The second half was the team that brought the energy. That's what we were looking for. We didn't have that in the first half at all. That was the lead that they built, a 14-point lead at halftime. That team probably played them too much at the end. But, when the rest of the guys aren't bringing energy, I'm just trying to find a way to win the game.
Obviously, early in the game, your team seemed to struggle with Ball State's length and athleticism on the perimeter in particular. They built a 26-10 lead. Did it take a while to sort of get a measure of what they were able to do physically?
No, that's us not preparing the way we're supposed to the day before, when guys just kind of, go through practice half. And now when they try to play full, you can't, because you just did a half practice the day before. And not really compete in practice the day before and think I can just come out and compete during the game. Doesn't work that way. And as much as you say it to the guys, this is what happens when you think you could half go in practice and now be ready to compete. It just doesn't happen that way. That's not basketball.
Well, ultimately tonight, Coach, the one number that you did improve, 9 turnovers instead of, I think, 18 against Toledo, and Ball State gets 11 points off those, but some of those were ill-timed. But overall, you took better care of the ball today than you have the last several games?
We definitely took better care of the ball, but timely turnovers is at the end. The last 2 minutes is when we had probably the last 3 turnovers was at the end of the game, and those are the times we need to take care of the ball and, protect the ball. And instead of doing that, we turn the ball over. So it's just frustrating all the way around.
Well, this is one of those nights where you're kind of glad it's a long season, because this one really stings, but you still have 9 games to go, including a home game on Saturday. And you can come back on Saturday and try and get it turned back around, get back to .500 in the league. I guess the message for the guys is we have to see more of what we saw in that second half and less of what we saw in that first half?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the message. We got to come out ready to play, ready to compete. We weren't ready to compete to start the game, and we definitely competed in the second half, but we can't wait until the second half in order to play hard. I mean, it just can't do that. We can't dig these type of holes. We got to be able to play hard from the start.
Coach, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
That's head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall tonight to Ball State 69-60.